Praise the Lord today. If you have your Bibles, please turn to Ezekiel 37. Ezekiel 37, beginning at verse 1. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? A valley, an open valley, a valley full of bones. The message paraphrased, God grabbed me, God's spirit took me up and set me down in the middle of an open plain strewn with bones. He led me around and among them. A lot of bones. There were bones all over the plain, dry bones bleached by the sun. He said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? To the natural eye, this was a scene of death. An impossible scene, a hopeless reality, a lifeless reality, no life, just death. And beyond death, for all that was left, were bones. No corpses that one might run to and try and revive, no bodies that one might strain to resuscitate. This valley was full of bones. The hand of the Lord came upon Ezekiel. God grabbed him. A man taken up by the Spirit and set down in the middle of an open plain, a valley. The Lord wanted him to see this valley. The Lord wanted him to take it all in. The Lord wanted him in this valley, even needing him in this valley to walk the valley floor. The Lord caused him to pass by bones, to pass by them all around. The Lord leading him around and among them. Ezekiel's eyes beheld them. Ezekiel breathing in the valley air, his ears drinking in the stillness, the silence of death. No doubt the man could taste the condition. As he walked around and among the bones, did his flesh run against them? A man grabbed by God. A man taken up by the Spirit, in the Spirit. A man taken on a tour of a valley. And when the Lord had led him around and among them, around and among these bones, the silence was broken by the voice of God. The Lord said to him, Son of man, can these bones live? How do you answer that? Ezekiel's answer is so pure. Was it a faith answer? Yes. Verse 3, so I answered, O Lord God, you know. The message I said, Master God, only you know that. You see, faith isn't brash. Faith is humble. And in this man's answer, the admittance that he didn't know, but he knew who did. The living Bible, son of dust, can these bones become people again? I replied, Lord, you alone know the answer to that. Verses 4 to 6, he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath into you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. The answer is the word of the Lord. The hope is the word of the Lord. The power is the word of the Lord. No other word would suffice. No other word would make any difference. He said to him, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Note the language. Hear the word of the Lord. Not a word of the Lord, it was the now word. This was the rhema needed. This was the prophetic utterance. This was the fuel that would ignite the unction. The bones were strewn. The bones were dry. The bones were bleached by the sun, and that takes time. And the valley was full of them. The Lord gave clear instruction. The message, he said to me, prophesy over these bones. Dry bones, listen to the message of God. God the Master told the dry bones, watch this, I'm bringing the breath of life to you and you'll come to life. I'll attach sinews to you, put meat on your bones, cover you with skin and breathe life into you. You'll come alive and you'll realize that I am God. I prophesied just as I'd been commanded. No more than the word, no less than the word. When the Lord gives utterance to the prophet, to sons and daughters, he needs them to move with unction just as Ezekiel did. Prophesy just as commanded. His word is more than enough. His word makes all the difference. His word doesn't need human help. His word doesn't need human adjustment. Ezekiel prophesied, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. No ears for hearing, just bones. But the word of the Lord doesn't depend on the natural means of hearing. We carry on in the message, prophesy over these bones, dry bones, listen to the message of God. God the Master told the dry bones, watch this, I'm bringing the breath of life to you, and you'll come to life. I'll attach sinews to you, put meat on your bones, cover you with skin, and breathe life into you. You'll come alive, and you'll realize that I am God. I prophesied just as I'd been commanded. As I prophesied, there was a sound, and oh, a rustling. The bones moved and came together, bone to bone. I kept watching. Sinews formed, then muscles on the bones, then skin stretched over them. But they had no breath in them. Things are starting to happen. At the sound of the prophetic, the sound of the prophetic, there was a sound, a rustling. There was a noise and suddenly a rattling. And the bones came together, bone to bone. The prophet was looking and watching what was taking place before his very eyes. Sinews and flesh came upon them and skin covered them over. What a miracle. What a wonder. But this valley still lay lifeless. The work of the prophet wasn't over. This son of dust. Verse 8, there was no breath in them. The word of God, the word of the Lord brings strewing things back together. The word of the Lord puts strewing things back together. It was the power of his word, not the work of man's hands. Ezekiel wasn't running around trying to put the bones together and in right place and order, trying to figure out which bones belong to each other. How puzzling that would have been. The word of the Lord puts sinews and flesh and skin on that which is dry and bleached by the sun. Sinews formed, then muscles on the bones, then skin stretched over them. But they had no breath in them. I wonder if Genesis 2:7 leaped in the spirit of Ezekiel. Genesis 2:7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. No record of this, and was there any time for pondering? Verse 9, he said to me, son, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, that is breath of life, thus says the Lord, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they may live. The message paraphrase, he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, tell the breath, God, the master says, come from the four winds. Come, breath, breathe on these slain bodies, breathe life. Would the breath listen? Would the wind respond? It's at the word of the Lord. At the word of the Lord, elements are directed. At the word of the Lord, the miraculous is ushered in. This was no ordinary gust of wind. This was no natural rush of wind. This was the very breath needed that the slain might live. Verse 10, so I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath of life, came into them, and they lived, and they stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. The message, so I prophesied just as he commanded me. The breath entered them, and they came alive. They stood up on their feet, a huge army. What have we encountered so far? A life grabbed by God, a life taken up by the Spirit, a life given divine utterance for an impossible scene. An impossible situation. A life set on doing just as commanded. A life fueled by holy unction. You know, some say that miracles don't happen in valleys, but that's simply not true. Some say that he's a God of the mountains, but we know that he's a God of the valleys too. The valleys, the mountains, and everywhere in between. A life grabbed by God. One voice prophesying. Just one voice with the utterance of God Almighty. One obedient voice can be used as an avenue for the miraculous. One precise voice can be the catalyst. Listen, never underestimate the power of prophecy when you've been given the now word of the Lord. There's no record of Ezekiel questioning God. Hey, Lord, what if the bones don't listen? Lord, what if the breath doesn't come? It might just be that the Lord wants to take hold of us today. That we get taken up by the Spirit and in the Spirit. That He might set us down in the midst of a valley full of bones, that which is dead, that which is lifeless, that which is dry, that which is hopeless, causing us to pass by them all around, asking us, can these bones live? Have you ever been grabbed by God and taken to a place such as this? If you have, you know the only answer we can offer is, oh Lord God, you know. Yes, a picture of dead humanity. Boneyard Inc., Graveyard Company. And yet, verse 11, then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. This is Death Valley. The preceding verses are the manifestation of verse 11. Reading from the Message, then God said to me, son of man, can these bones are the whole house of Israel. Listen to what they're saying. Our bones are dried up. Our hope is gone. There's nothing left of us. The people of God. The whole house of Israel were the strewn bones. Bones strewn across a valley. Strewn across a valley floor. So many bones, the valley full of them. Dead bones, dry bones, bleached bones. But apparently, the bones were speaking. Even though Ezekiel couldn't hear the unholy utterance, the Lord could hear. And he said, listen. A man granted supernatural hearing. What do valley bones, strewn bones, dry bones speak? Dry things. Hopeless things. Dead things. The house of Israel, the people of God, what a confession. Our bones are dried up, our hope is gone, there's nothing left of us. The Lord in His great grace and mercy grabs a man to stop dry bone confession. You see, an army had lost its skin. An army stripped of strength, an army had no muscle left. The very sinews and tendons had wasted away, an army turned to bones bleached by the heat of the day. The day. Have you ever walked around and among these? Verses 11 to 14, then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves. I will put my spirit in you and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. The message, therefore, prophesy. Tell them, God, the Master says, I'll dig up your graves and bring you out alive, O my people. Then I'll take you straight to the land of Israel. When I dig up graves and bring you out as my people, you'll realize that I am God. I'll breathe my life into you and you'll live. Then I'll lead you straight back to your land and you'll realize that I am God. I've said it and I'll do it. God's decree. You see, many things, forces, circumstances, situations, trials, valleys, seek to take the skin off of us and strip us of strength and muscle, sinews and tendons. The very heat, the heat of the day, the heat of days, to remove color and render dry. Many things seek to deliver to us an unholy utterance. Would we be among the strewn dry bones today? And this our confession, this our song, our bones are dried up, our hope is gone, there's nothing left of us. It's a day to come up from the graves. It's an hour to hear the prophetic word of the Lord. Bones coming together, sinews and flesh and skin and breath. It's time to know that He is the Lord. We need His Spirit in us that we might live. The army of the Lord was never meant to be dry, strewn, and lifeless. The army of the Lord was never meant to take up rogue confession. It's the confession of the strewn, the confession of the dry, the confession of the lifeless, the song of the bleached by the sun. Our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Are we a man or woman grabbed of God today? Are we one that the Lord has come to take? Take a hold of, let Him carry you out. Are we among the strewn there on the valley floor? Are we standing looking at our valley of dry and strewn lifelessness, what once was strong, now bleached bones? The Lord letting us see the reality of our topography? Let the Lord give you the utterance needed to see dead things come to life. Do as commanded. Speak as commanded. Let's have the worship team return today. Could it be there are some here today that are spiritually dry? Ezekiel 37, I thought that was all about dead humanity. The dry bones are out there, Lord. the bleach by the sun. See, Ezekiel didn't know yet. And then God said, these are my people. This is my church. Are you sure, Lord? This has to be unregenerate humanity. Our bones are dried up. Our hope is gone. We're cut off. Ezekiel, these are my people. I share these words today, the words of Gary Wilkerson, the son of David Wilkerson. In the vision of Ezekiel 37, God led the prophet into a valley filled with bones. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones, and he led me around among them, and behold, there were very many, and they were very dry. What an awful scene. A vast stretch filled with skeletons as far as Ezekiel could see. Maybe, like Ezekiel, you have wondered, God, all I can see before me are difficult things. Why are you leading me through this dark valley? It is because in the valley of dry bones, there is no other source of life. We have no breath of our own there, no power or strength. The valley of death brings us to a place of total dependency. 2013 was one of the hardest years of my life. Yet looking back, I thank God for every moment of it. Amidst all of my life's dry bones, I see that God orchestrated a place where my life ends and his life begins. The valley of dry bones in Ezekiel's vision reveals two things to us. First, it represents the condition of God's people. I love Christ Church. I cannot study enough about it or pray enough over it. It is God's greatest vessel on earth to express his nature and show his power. But I also have a burden because today many churches are filled with dry bones. This is not a criticism, it is a reality. As Christians, we can grow dry before we know it. Jesus put it this way, I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at first. Revelation 2:4. We can go through the motions yet have no life at all inside. The second thing I see revealed in Ezekiel's vision of dry bones is our culture. At one time, we were a nation that honored God. 70% of Americans once professed Christ and attended church. The latest statistics show that number is now merely 8%. And what of our nation? Oh, Canada, not so strong and free. Strong in flesh. And the only freedom we have is in a man nailed to a tree? Wake up. We are living amid spiritual darkness. We reside in a valley of dry bones. How can a dry bones church, one that is lifeless, prayerless, lukewarm, ever speak to a dry bones culture? It can't happen unless our spirits are revived, awakened by the Holy Spirit. People of God, I know this, dry bones can come to life. At the word of the Lord, at the sound of the prophetic, as the breath comes from the four winds, as the breath enters the valley and enters into corpses, dry bones live. You are the Lord's exceedingly great army. Yes, the life God is poised to breathe into us is the kind that brings dry bones alive. that brings life to a darkened, despairing environment. Out of chaos, Jesus produces life. Out of ashes, he produces beauty. And into a horrific situation that the enemy means only for destruction, Jesus breathes new life. Lord, take hold of us. Spirit of God, God, grab a man or woman today. Let me get taken up in the Spirit. And grant us this hour of the utterance valleys so desperately need. Master God, you know. Lord, you alone know. You have the answer. You are the answer. Prophesy to the bones, whatever they represent, and hear people. And prophesy to the breath, the Spirit of God. Are you here today and you don't know Jesus? It's getting late. Real late. Let him bring the bones together today. Let it begin now, and you shall receive sinews, muscles, strength, skin, the breath of God, the breath of life. Bones, sinner, you can't save yourself. And you may not see your condition for what it is, but outside of Christ, you are not even a corpse. You are strewn, lifeless, weak, wretched, dry. The only answer for you is Jesus Christ. Dry bones live. Dry bones live.